JP Morgan sees Strategy's 2026 Bitcoin buys. Hitting 30 by JP Morgan analysts told clients this week that Strategy, the Bitcoin treasury company, run by Michael Saylor, could buy up to $30 billion of Bitcoin during 2026, according to a CoinMarketCap post citing the bank's research. The same note flagged that Strategy has already added 145,134 BTC year to date, a position the bank values near $11 billion at current prices. Bitcoin trades at $79,142 as of May 8, 2026, down 1.3% on the day with the broader market cooling. Even with that pullback, JP Morgan's projection implies Strategy could end the year as the single largest concentrated buyer of Bitcoin in the public market. Where the $30 billion number comes from, Strategy raises capital through equity issuance, convertible notes, and preferred stock, then routes the proceeds into Bitcoin. JP Morgan's $30 billion ceiling assumes the company keeps issuing across all three instruments at roughly the cadence seen in early 2026. The bank stops short of calling the figure a base case. It is a high end of what current funding programs could absorb if demand for the paper holds up. The 145,834 BTC already on the balance sheet for 2026 is the harder number. At an average price near $75,000, that works out to about $11 billion deployed in roughly 4 months. Annualizing that pace alone produces a figure in the high $20 billion range before any acceleration. A different signal than last week, Strategy paused buying ahead of its Q1 2026 earnings, a move covered earlier this week. Saylor also floated the idea of selling some Bitcoin to fund the company's growing preferred stock dividend obligations. Read together with the JP Morgan note, the picture is messier than the headline suggests. The accumulation engine is still running, but the funding side now has a cost structure that has to be served whether prices cooperate or not. The Q1 earnings print on Tuesday will give the cleanest read. Investors will look for the gap between Bitcoin gains, dividend obligations, and any disclosed pace of forward issuance. Why the projection matters beyond Strategy concentration risk in Bitcoin's long-term holder base is already a topic in research desks. Santiment data this week showed 245,000 wallets exiting in 5 days, the fastest pace since 2024, with much of the supply rotating into a smaller set of large holders. A single corporate buyer absorbing $30 billion would deepen that concentration. For exchanges and OTC desks, the read is direct. Strategy's BTC purchases have historically routed through Fidelity and Coinbase Prime, with the buying cadence visible in disclosed filings rather than on-chain in real time. A $30 billion year would mean repeated multi-thousand BTC blocks moving through institutional venues, the kind of flow that tightens spreads on size for everyone else. What it does not say, JP Morgan's note, is a sell-side projection, not guidance from Strategy. The bank assumes capital markets stay open to Strategy's preferred and convertible programs at current spreads. If equity volatility spikes or rates back up sharply, issuance can slow inside a week. The company has paused buying mid-quarter before, including the recent pre-earnings stop. The number is also a ceiling, not a forecast. JP Morgan flagged it as the high end of what the funding stack can support, not what management has committed to. Strategy itself has not published a full-year accumulation target. Implications for crypto users and treasuries. For retail Bitcoin holders, the practical effect is supply pressure on the buy side that does not respond to short-term price action. Strategy buys whether Bitcoin is up or down, financed by paper that is sold to a different audience than spot Bitcoin demand. That asymmetry is part of why on-chain analysts watch the company's filings as a separate liquidity input. For other corporate treasuries weighing Bitcoin allocations, the JP Morgan note is also a tacit endorsement that the model is fundable at scale. Smaller balance sheets cannot replicate the issuance machinery, but the public read-through is that institutional capital remains willing to underwrite Bitcoin treasury strategies in size.